This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you go to concerts by yourself? 79.8% say no.
Shocking.
Man, 20% is a good number.
Yeah, it's not bad. I always feel weird when they're at a concert by yourself.
You really can see an event like this, like we're having an Odyssey Philly for all of our partners and all the hosts are coming in.
We're like hamsters?
We're
a fishbowl?
Well, we're also like not real grown-ups. In that you see the hosts, you see when some people dress up and then when we dress up. You know, you see the Giglio here in his one blazer.
Try hard Joe Giglio.
Yeah, he's probably had the same blazer since he was 8 years old.
Exactly.
Rhea knows how to dress up.
Sure.
You're wearing shorts with no socks.
Well, I got to let my ankles show.
You're wearing shorts with no socks.
No, I have socks on. There's pads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on, man.
What else do we have here? I'm trying to think who else.
First off, it's nice shorts that I bought and my new golf shirt. I mean, I'm just trying to be one of the guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, Ike's wearing a hat.
Yeah, Ike's wearing a hat, but Ike always looks put together.
I'm wearing the Super Bowl championship.
Dummy.
I don't think this is a Super Bowl champion event.
It is.
The
two Lombardi trophies
are
out there.
Cares.
Doofus.
First of all, it's not like you just
I
got
wasn't
his haircut.
On the team, yes.
Yeah, no, I wasn't gonna make that joke that I've made a couple times. I'm saying you don't have hair that you got to wear a hat to, like, you know.
No, and I could take the hat off to join the party. It's no issue.
Look at him.
You're right. The hat's
It doesn't
come
mess
off.
Up his hair. Yeah.
Yes.
I always forget hats come off.
Yep. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
A Miller, Dollar, a lot of things in this world got two L's, and Spike Eskin, you was one of them. You got two L's handed to you today, partner.
Oh, you know that's not true.
Cooked, Richie. Can we be real?
Why don't you be honest with yourself and everybody else?
Let's be honest. Listen, I'm tired of this. You keep debating these B-level debaters about Jalen Hurts. Listen, I'm tired of these stats.
Bro.
All you ever bring up is, after the bye week. That's all you got.
And all you have is he won the Super Bowl. That's all you have.
No, listen, I don't even got to bring up the Super Bowl.
Oh, sure.
What Jalen got to do.
Well, then you're cooked.
No, you sit up here and you be, Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer ain't never been no two-time pro bowler. Trent Dilfer ain't never been no MVP runner-up.
I didn't just bring up Trent Dilfer, though. You didn't even listen to it. Phil Sims. Phil Sims, Jeff Hostetler, Eli Manning, Doug Williams, Joe Flacco, Mark Rippon, Jim McMahon, Jim Plunkett. Like, do you want me to go on forever here?
That's what I'm saying. You bringing up guys at the end of their career. This year four. He did it the year four.
Joe Flacco wasn't at the end of his career. Neither was Eli Manning. Like, what are you talking about?
You're bringing up at the end of no. Hold up.
Well, how am I supposed to?
Joe Flacco, in the first 4 years, Joe Flacco was no two-time pro bowler.
But
no,
that doesn't. Who cares?
He never
see, you're Jaylen bringing up the Super Bowl again.
Jaylen didn't make the Pro Bowl in the year everyone's calling him elite. What are you talking about?
Who cares? Josh Allen been in the NFL since 2018, got three Pro Bowlers, but y'all call him elite. Right?
Yeah, because can we just use our eyes? Can we just knock all the nonsense off and use our eyes? Jesus.
I just need yes or no. You call him elite. He got three Pro Bowlers since 2018. Yes or no?
Yes.
I don't care about anyone's resume.
That's all I need. I don't need all that extra commentary and something else. Spike always want to bring up those stats. You sound like a LeBron fan, all them stats.
You know I'm not a LeBron fan. You are.
You're a LeBron sexualist, Mike.
I root against LeBron. I want the team to do good. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna say on the radio because people gonna say I'm wrong for saying what I say. So I ain't gonna say it because this is national airways. But I do not like LeBron. But y'all sit up here and y'all bring up these stats. Stats like Jolly told you. Stats is for when people don't lose.
Do not bring up Jolly.
Stats are for when you want to fit an argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when the stats are there.
You need Jack help.
He does.
Stats are what happened.
Harper's hitting well now. My chest is out.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. You be wanting to debate these B-level.
No. First of all, I'm going to stop you on that. I will debate whoever Rod tells me to go in and debate. He told me to debate Richie on the friggin' Jalen Hurts thing, so I did it. That, like, I will take down whoever. The only person who has even come close to that in my mind is Ike on the Jalen Hurts thing. He's the only one that I feel like can give me competition. You are a fanboy. You can't give me competition because you are a fanboy. You are not honest. You're not honest.
I'm giving you straight up facts.
No, you're not.
See, you forget what you say. I listen to everything. You sit up here, all that. Remember all that stuff you was bringing up? DVOA, all them NBAs.
But I didn't bring that up once today.
I'm not talking about today. I'm just saying you brought all that stuff up. That ended up being wrong. What I'm telling you is everything you have been
wrong.
Saying is wrong. Hey, Donovan McNabb, is McNabb elite? Yes or no?
No.
McNabb wasn't elite.
No, McNabb had.
Oh, my God.
Well, he wasn't.
When McNabb played, ever? He wasn't the top five.
He had an elite year or two, but he was not an elite QB. He was not in a group of elite QBs, I don't think. He was a great player, but he was not elite.
But he was a top five quarterback for a decade.
And he was closer to elite than Jalen.
Yes, I would say that as well.
He was top five, right?
Yeah.
When McNabb played, he was a top five quarterback. There were times when he struggled throwing balls low and all that. Andy Reid took the ball out of his hands. Yes or no? He ain't elite?
No. Okay. But here's the thing, Corey. This is why you're not as good a debater as I am, is that you thought I was going to say Donovan was elite. And when I said no, your argument about it fell apart. You just have to study more. He has to study more. You see what I'm saying? Like, he tried to do the setup, knock him down thing. It didn't work. And I know when you think about Jalen, you get excited.
Yep.
And sometimes when you're at home, you need that thing to get you from point A to point B.
Yeah, man.
Yep. You know?
And you always want to be elite in this situation.
In the bedroom. Yeah. You want to be elite.
Better
I would
for
say
everyone involved.
I would say it's the most important.
Sure.
You want to be great at work, of course. You want to be great with your friends, whatever.
Nice.
In the bedroom, you want to kill it.
Oh, man.
Come on. Take a blue chew.
Yeah.
That hammer is real, for real.
It is everything you want it to be and nothing that you don't want it to be. First of all, it is going to make you perform the way that maybe you used to or maybe the way you never have.
That's the good part.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's a chewable, so you don't have to swallow a pill. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the doctor, you know, in the doctor's office. Just go to bluechew.com.
That's right.
You don't have to go to the pharmacy to pick it up. They will send it to you in a discreet
hard
package.
Oh, nice. We got people right outside.
There you go. Right to your home.
Turn that volume up.
Yeah, give them the thumbs up. They have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah. You know, let them know that if they just go to bluechew.com and use code 94, Your first month is free.
Yeah.
We're going to pay for it. First month free.
We're good people.
Good people. It's made and shipped here in the USA. You go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. All you do is pay for the shipping. It's $5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Whatever, give it a try. Then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
And right on time, Yoshi in Brewery Town.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jacket, baby. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
Oh man, look, y'all been killing me today. Spike, you tickled me. I was just browsing on Twitter, what's the name, while I was waiting to get on. And that dude called you a looser, and you said looser than what?
Yeah. There's a lot of misspellings on Twitter.
Y'all gonna mess with this, boy. Y'all better learn how to spell.
Yeah.
You just defeated whatever you were trying to say, looser.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that cul-de-sac thing that Jackson, that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
man.
I
started thinking about Samuel Jackson's black phone. Oh, man.
Thank you for bringing it back up. Thank you.
Hey, well, I had to. I couldn't let it get away. Jack, you do say one thing too many, boy, but it be funny. It tickles me. And poor Wilt, man. Y'all talk about Wilt like he's Millie Vanilli.
Like, who knows?
Yeah.
There's no tape.
Like, he went out there doing nothing, boy. He was faking.
Now, I will admit, I did not feel good attacking Wilt like that.
But you needed to. Yeah.
Hey, the delegation out on you, boy. Like,
I didn't feel good about it. I was trying to win an argument, Yosh. I didn't feel good about that.
You got to thank
you for certain stuff. Nah, listen, I'm trying to win the argument, Yosh. Sometimes it's a casualties of war, man. I'm trying to win.
Hey, I be real careful talking to my black friends when I'm talking about my white friends. I don't want nothing to go wrong. No problems nowhere, boy. Hey, man. Hey, real quick. Hey, I told y'all, man, let them Phillies run their course. Told y'all a few weeks ago, Ike, what's his name? I don't know. All out on them. I was riding shotgun with you on that one. Jack, what's his name? That's Jack, you the representative, and you just put him in a coffin. I agree with
you. Nah, I didn't. Nah, it's not true. It's not true. No.
You said you was in the backyard burning up all your bright stuff. What's his name? Like, oh, man.
Nah, I told you, man.
Dumb boys was just running they course. And the tush push, I ain't overly excited about it either way. The main reason I wanted to keep it is because everybody was hating on it. So I'm glad from that point of view that we still got it.
fight, you tripping. Stop acting like that. What's the name? Like, you ain't that hype about that daggone tush.
I am.
I actually is.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah, I'm actually very excited. I don't like when people do things that are wrong for the wrong reasons. And the NFL was doing the wrong thing for the wrong reasons.
Okay, that's your story, and you sticking to it.
Yes, I am.
And we're going to leave Jalen. Look, Jalen is not elite. We're going to give him a new category. He a stud. That's what
sure.
He is. He's a stud. He's a second-rounder who is in talks with a bunch of first-rounders, and the only one out of that conversation is Patrick Mahomes, and he has the same thing they have, a Super Bowl ring. And since you love Josh Allen so much, I remember that second half when Jalen just came back in 2023 with no defense, dropping dimes, ran the game winner when all Josh could do is drive him down in OT.
Was that right before the team fell apart because nobody liked him?
You've been talking for about, 5 hours. Give me my one moment.
I don't even want to talk about Jalen anymore. All right. Get out of here, man.
Real quick before I go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I turned 50 last week.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Why you ain't call us on your birthday?
I tried to call.
It's called
in,
a big dose of D.
It was a lot of stuff going on with y'all, so what's the name? I gave up.
Well, happy belated birthday, brother.
Thank you, brother. I turned 50 last week, and I just want you to know, man, I want y'all to know I had a long ride at my old age, and when I put the key in the ignition, it still started up.
That hammer is real, for real.
Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, Yosh.
That a fella.
We got to give away the tickets for next question. The question today was who's elite? And I asked for it based on Josh Allen's birthday. The winner gets their choice of tickets to Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer on selected shows. Go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details.
So I just think I thought Jordan Princeton was a great caller. He was waxed poetically about your debate with Richie this morning.
Okay, what was his...
He said the Grateful Dead. Now, I don't know if they're...
Yeah, but he's a concert guy and he'll love to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the
one. Yesterday we gave it to the Big Joe.
Yeah, I think that's
Thank
the one.
Thank you.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Not gonna lie, we were nervous when that whole thing started. Ike's delegation when he was wondering who sang Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
You nailed it, though.
Yeah, but I got it, though.
You got it. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of cookout invites on the verge of being rescinded.
That might be the worst thing I met is naming singers of songs.
Especially old ones.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
You don't need to recap your debate with Richie for me. I know exactly what you said. ChatGPT.
Oh.
That's not right.
That's not right. If you listen to it, it's not like it was stats and stuff.
No.
I don't think it gave you any stats at all. You know? What's next?
Spike thought Jack was into the Grateful Dead? Did we give it away? Jack's open-toed sandals.
Oh, man. Barks are hot. Puppies are purring.
That's a good
Not
point.
Today.
Yeah, Birkenstocks are very Grateful Dead-ish.
What's they are. I was going to wear them tonight, but I figured.
Thank God you did not do that.
Classed it up with his Allbirds.
Toes out at the
Tech Pro over there.
When did you turn anti-Allbirds? I think I bought Allbirds because you wore Allbirds.
I did, but they hurt my back, so I stopped wearing them. I mean, that's a me thing. I'm not blaming Allbirds for it.
All right,
what's next?
Spike's concept of time when it comes to Jalen Hurts. He had an elite season 3 years ago. Who cares? Spike's concept of time when it comes to Daryl Morey. He was in the conference finals 1,000 years ago. Hall of Fame. Frank in Ardmore.
Has had one losing season. One.
Well.
In 18 years.
He hasn't won a championship.
No, he hasn't.
As we learned.
You got me on that, John. What's next?
Honey, we're going out for dinner because I already cooked today. Jolly on his way home.
Yeah.
Dude, he walked out of the elevator, according to sources close to Jolly. Walked out of the elevator, ran to Buzz, and said, I don't know how Spike did that. Like, he basically was just like continuing to laugh at you on his way out.
As if, like, I didn't say anything of any seriousness.
Nothing of significance. Yes.
Man. Well, Has any show been better for Jolly's career than this show?
Raised his profile, for sure.
Certainly.
And won the debate, according to Twitter, over me.
Yep. And put that photo out saying that's our hero.
Yep. You're not doing Fritz at 6 tonight, are you?
Absolutely not. I gotta go schmooze.
Gotta go schmooze. TK is up next. You have any good TK coming up tonight?
Celebrating the tush push.
There you go, my guy.
Big like tush push guy.
Like you in a on true this... middle linebacker on a 3-win high school team.
That's right.
You in on the statue, the tush push statue outside of the link?
Yeah, but it's got to be Kelsey. This debate about Kelsey or Juergen's stupid.
Oh, I didn't know that was a debate. Okay.
That would be a debate.
Yeah. Sounds like Friday's show.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of topics on Friday, by the way.
Only in this town would we debate that.
Yes. The center. Which center,
which center is going
did the
on
1 yard play better?
Well, and most people would say, when we say center, oh, like Wilter and Embiid.
Yeah, no. Juergens or Kelsey. Juergens. We won't talk to you tomorrow because you'll get to listen to the Phillies, but we will talk to you on Friday as we do Free Toll Friday over the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's as Pete pays for your toll. We will talk to you then. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.